We're going to break this presentation down into three parts. The first, we'll talk about the Fifth Circuit cases and the lower court cases, then talk about the other circuits, and then try to identify some of the practical issues that come into play in how you preserve a cause of action in a plan, such as what do you put in the plan disclosure statement, and then what do defendants do in terms of defending claims that may or may not have been preserved in the plan. I'm going to use the nomenclature that some cases are baby bears and some cases are papa bears, but that's merely to say that some cases are smaller, have very few creditors in a Chapter 11, and some cases are larger. And I think that distinction has a very important influence on how these cases were written and the theory and philosophy behind some of the cases. The first point is you start with, of course, the statutory language on how a plan may provide for retention of a cause of action, and that's 1123B3B. The key word, of course, there is that a plan may provide for the retention of causes of action. That's a key word and different than the predecessor law in the Bankruptcy Act, which provided that a plan shall provide for the retention of claims, the permissive language now versus the mandatory language. I'll also note, and this was argued in one of the decisions, that somehow 1141B in the statute might apply as opposed to 1123B.